if, like me, you've got a shit day job, then you might be unfortunate enough to suffer the dirge of modern pop music on the radio all day. It's all horrible, but if you're in a factory or some other mundane, soul-destroying tedium, you have no choice. Reminds me of Roger Scruton noted that modern pop music is like a soft carpet of noise. It forms a soundtrack to your life. It's everywhere. Today's pop music is so bad, I often ask myself, just how bad can it get before the masses just switch it off? But like in so many other areas, their capacity for punishment just seems to be infinite. I've actually seen forums with nurses and construction workers saying they think commercial radio is triggering a nervous breakdown. And when we remember that the Americans use repetitive music as a torture technique in Guantanamo, it's actually quite likely to be true. On some radio stations, like Capital is the worst. They've got a playlist of just 10 songs, and all those songs will be repeated all day, every day. But nobody seems to get the airtime that Ed Sheeran does. On an 8-hour shift, with Ed being played twice an hour, you hear him 16 times a day, that's 5 times a week, that's 80 Ed Sheeran warbles per week, and you begin to hate him. The first thing you'll notice about Ed Sheeran's music is that all of his songs sort of remind you of other songs. The melodies and the hooks, the irritating way Ed squeaks at just the right places for effect. His most blatant rip-off is his "You Look Perfect Tonight," which is pretty much just Eric Clapton's "You Look Wonderful Tonight," with just enough chord manipulation to escape yet another court case. And you know he's crap. You know he's ripping off better musicians, but they keep playing hour after hour, day after day, week after week. Every last one of Ed's yelps will embed itself in your brain, whether you want to or not. But what does it say about culture and pop music in the West that Sheeran is so popular? Why is he so popular? When we're discussing politics, one of the concepts that's often pops up is the Overton window. Basically, that's what may or may not be deemed suitable in political discourse. But leaving politics aside, I think that something similar exists in cultural terms as well. And I'll not go on a purity spiral here and invoke Wagner or Brahms. Let's keep it within pop music. A generation ago, when I was a lad, one of the most iconic pop stars was Kurt Cobain of Nirvana. In terms of art and music, Nirvana would probably consider a bit too much today, a bit too raw, a bit too depressing and emotional. Some of the Nirvana stuff that came out was basically Kurt Cobain having a nervous breakdown, and we know he wasn't faking it because he killed himself. Today's cultural and artistic Overton window keeps genuine emotion, which isn't just faked outrage, outside of the area deemed acceptable. Ed Sheeran is right in the middle of the cultural Overton window, which means he's just as boring as the rest of today's pop stars. It's just that he's better at being boring. And he does that by faking genuinely artistic songwriters. It's synthetic. It's music which ticks all the boxes but doesn't leave you unnerved or uncomfortable or too joyous or too angry or too sad or too happy. It sort of just is. It's music for NPCs. It's music for the masses. The artistic conformity in the Western populations is just as horrifying when you think about it as the political counterpart. If political correctness and the mass media dumb the masses down, then pop music numbs them down. But hang on a minute, I know what people are going to say. Aren't we surrounded by snowflakes? Isn't people feeling the whole problem? Well, the problem is we live in a society where the NPC masses will shake their heads in outrage because somebody felt a woman's arse at a party 35 years ago. But thousands of girls can be horribly raped and abused by by immigrant rape gangs, and they won't bat an eyelid because their emotions are as synthetic and simulated as Ed Sheeran's songs. To like Ed Sheeran is to signal that you're not a threat, that you're never going to rock the boat, and that you don't have ideas above your station. It's the safe play. Furthermore, to immerse yourself in something so anodyne and bland is to protect yourself from authentic forms of human expression. It stands to reason that this will be reflected in the cultural output of the West. And as the biggest pop star on earth, or at least one of them, Ed Sheeran encapsulates the spirit of the age, which is soulless conformity. But the trick to pulling off situating yourself at the heart of the cultural Overton window is that you have to fake authenticity. It's art by numbers. But the masses have to think it's genuine without indulging in existential angst of that somebody like Nirvana would provide. People often say about pop cultural figures like Ed Sheeran, who's certainly one of them, that you either love them or you hate them. To me, this is a way of saying some people have fallen for the scam and some have not. Some people prefer authenticities, others prefer the simulation of authenticity. It brings to mind a long-running problem in Hollywood's special effects department is the issue of the uncanny valley in CGI. The human eye is extremely sensitive to the human face being faked. No matter how flashy and powerful the computers become, the problem of using computers to recreate the human face remains. We can tell the difference. No matter how hard that we try, they try, we can tell the difference between a real face and a CGI face, and it's driving the Hollywood execs nuts. The problem we have with the NPCs is that they can't see the difference. The problem that I have with modern pop artists is that they present the fake rubbery version to the masses and then for reinforce the fraud. The fraud then becomes authenticity, and the authentic is relegated to the outskirts of the cultural Overton window. And the problem with that is that the European spirit, the European soul, has no genuine artistic outlet at all. No way to express itself. And without that, you can't know who or what you truly are. That's what we can think of as the numbing of the European people in the modern world. It's as if a dense mist has settled on the minds of Europeans. It suffocates us and makes us lose ourselves. This, of course, is the exact opposite of what artistic expression is meant to do. And so it isn't just that modern pop artists like Ed Sheeran are a bit crap. They're anti-art, anti-music, anti-expression. Yet the light of the authentic does shine through from time to time, and you'll find it in their obscure places. Maybe in a soundtrack to a video game, a Skyrim springs to mind. It's got a beautiful soundtrack. Another thing, I recently watched a video of an Englishman sea fishing, and he had an English accordion intro, which combined with the subject matter of him fishing off a beach somewhere. I just found that wonderful. In these instances, it's as if the white noise of the simulation is being cleared away just for a bit, and we can see and feel our potential once again. But it takes this clearing for us to get there. I'll catch you all later, folks. Thanks for watching.